It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsberg, and program director for the WEKU stations. Here's an email we received a few weeks ago during our spring fund drive from listener Rhonda. She says, as a sustaining member, I still want to take the time to let you know of all the programs that you run that I really appreciate. I listen mostly at work and in my car. I listen in my car going to work and coming home, driving my daughter to ballet class or rehearsal, driving to run errands on the weekends, driving to and from church, driving to the ministry I am involved in after hours, driving to pick up my son from college in Columbia, Kentucky. Before sending a long list of, by my count, 29 shows that she enjoys, Rhonda added, I prefer to listen to WEKU over every other radio station out there. As is pretty evident by her list of favorites, she says there's, quote, barely a moment in a day or week when I'm not pleased by what I am listening to. A caller choosing to remain anonymous raised the concern early in the week that our U.S. House primary profiles were focusing on just one candidate. We hope this listener noticed that we did exactly that with each candidate from Tuesday through Friday, and now all four of those pieces are available for reading and listening at weku.fm. We had a message by Facebook Thursday from Howard in Lexington that our web stream for Classic 102.1 was out of service. Thanks to his message, we were able to get that signal restored within a few hours of the message. We're sorry it took that long, but we had to work through the issue with our streaming provider, NPR Digital Services. So we'll use that as just another example of why your feedback on outages or other technical problems with the web stream or our on-air signals is so important. We're always interested in your feedback. Write to us at weku.edu, post on Facebook, or send a tweet, or leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on 88.9 WEKU.